Dave Colbert, we know well here on 1116 SEN, has been quite outspoken on this issue over the last 3 years, and he joins us. Dave, thanks for taking our call.
Morning, gentlemen.
12 months. Are you surprised by how harsh the penalty is?
I'm surprised that the Court of Arbitration for Sport were able to come up with a guilty verdict. Obviously, they have to be comfortably satisfied, and I look forward to reading the decision. I think that will give us much greater insight into that. So I am surprised at that, given that up until this point in time, there's been a lack of evidence that's been able to prove, you know, the allegations of Asada and others. So I'm surprised at that, but I'm not surprised at the penalty, because at the end of the day, if they've been found guilty, they've currently only served, you know, what do they have, three months off training over a summer. They haven't missed any games. So, you know, taking that discount, perhaps a minor discount for some other issues, the delay, et cetera, you know, the missing the 12 months of games is about right for an athlete that's been found guilty of taking performance-enhancing drugs.
This lawyer, he's described as US guru Richard Young, who prosecuted the case for WADA. You'd be familiar with his work, Dave. He's been part of the downfall of drug chiefs like Marion Jones, Floyd Landers and Lance Armstrong. Obviously, he presented a very impressive case.
Well, it seems that that's the way it is. And, you know, that's the, you know, this is not a, you know, I'm unfortunately used to having to talk about athletes, you know, who test positive, mainly in athletics, but obviously cycling's been a more recent love of mine, but particularly in athletics. And, you know, you never like it, whether it's Ben Johnson or it's Tim Montgomery, who was the world record holder in the 100, or Marion Jones, or, you know, any of those stars that have gone down. But for me, it's a day to celebrate the clean athlete. And I really feel sorry, you know, particularly for Trent Cotchin and Sam Mitchell. You know, they should be the Brownlow medalists if a guy who beat them is proven to have taken drugs during the year he won the Brownlow. You know, it's a fraud against the clean athletes. And, you know, sometimes these things are painful. They take a long time to reach their conclusion. As I said, I'm looking forward to reading the decision and how they've come about it. But, you know, no one wants to see players banned from sport for the sake of it. But there's nothing worse than cheats getting away with it based on, you know, technicalities or subterfuge. And that's, you know, what the Essendon Football Club have tried to run for the last 3 years.
Dave, from just off the top of your head, and I'm sure you don't know all the details, as you've said, but where to now for the players and the club? Do they now go, you know, we'll just take this 12 months, or do they try and fight this?
Well, you know, I'm not an absolute expert on all of these matters, Cameron, but my understanding is that this is it. This is the end of the road. Once you go to CAS, there's no further. You know, the AFL have to deliver that penalty, and, you know, if that's the case, then the players, you know, have to move on. That's just the way it is. You know, we've got the Jaco Harrelson tour coming up soon, and there's a guy who was announced, who's going to be announced at Riding. I was looking at his bio yesterday. He was given a sports supplement by a teammate on the day of a race at the Tour of Tasmania. He took it thinking it was just a caffeine pill. He got tested by Asada later that day, and he wrote down on his form, you know, took a caffeine tablet. Later that night, his teammate said, look, I reckon I've given you something that's got a bit more than just caffeine in it. He rang Asada and said, I think I've taken this thing, this stuff. It's called Jacked, I think it was. I've taken this substance. They said, okay, no worries. His sample came up positive to the stimulant. He was banned for 2 years. You know, this is the real world. Mm. This is the world. And I heard you before, you're feeling sorry for the players. To be honest, Cameron, you should be feeling sorry for all the players that were beaten by Essendon in 2012. They're the ones you should be feeling sorry for.
Oh, but Dave, I don't for a second sit here and think that these boys lined up going, okay, this is going to give us the cheating edge. I don't for one second believe that.
They could have said no.
Oh, if you've been in that team environment, though, Dave, you will know that once the people that you trust give you this instruction, you go with it.
I room with Dean Capobianco, okay? It's easy to say no. It's very easy to say no.
You mentioned the Brownlow, Dave.
That sympathy.
Dave, you mentioned the Brownlow medal. Now, that's not a Court of Arbitration for Sport decision. That is the AFL have to decide on that for Job Watson. And you think they're obligated now to strip the Brownlow from Job Watson?
Oh, no doubt. Best and fairest.
Yep.
He was the best player in 2012, but it would appear now that he's not the fairest.